All right, I think we got it this time. All right, what's going on, everybody? There we go. How are you, Miami? Sorry for the technical difficulties the last time, but, you know, I bought all this gear, and I don't know how to use it. And yet, here we are once again. Cuban Papi Miami says, I see you. I know, I fixed it. Apparently, I wanted to do 4K to stream, when in reality, I should be going a lot lower. I mean, who wants to see such a handsome face in 4K? Huh? So you can feel the envy? So you can see why does he look so good? You know what I've learned about men? You can't get too cocky with how good you look. The ladies can. You go, girl. Oh, she's slaying. She ate it up. You are killing it, girl. As soon as a guy goes out trying to look good, be like, who the fuck do you think you are, bro? We have narcissism. Yeah, as a guy, if you look at yourself in the mirror, you're like, all right, it's looking good. Everything okay? All right, I feel good. You have ego issues? Damn. I just feel good about myself. Yeah, no, you can't. You ever told a girl you wouldn't have sex with her? Oh, the same way a girl would insult you and say, you're short, you broke, you ain't shit. Tell the girl, well, I wouldn't sleep with you. Oh, my God. How dare you? Shout out to all the people in the chat that think I really do taxes. What's up, Raymond? How are you? Loud Emily, welcome. Welcome to the chat. Jay Moreno, shout out to the local comedians on the chat. Yeah, as a guy, you can't feel good about your appearance. Are you crazy? Yeah, I've been telling girls lately that I wouldn't sleep with them. Oh, it works like a charm. It's almost like they try to sleep with you now. I'll show him. And like, I'll be honest with you, man. I wouldn't. They go crazy. Oh, what do you mean you wouldn't? Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't really think. And then what you do is it has nothing to do with the looks. Just say the chemistry. I don't really think that there's like would be anything between us. It would be like a very junk food kind of sex if we ended up hooking up. You know, like the kind of like orgasm that's like empty, that there's nothing really going on. You know, you kind of give like an explanation that you wouldn't enjoy the sex and that's why you don't want to do it. Oh, try it. I think the new era of men need to start playing hard to get. I'm telling you guys, just learn to keep your lust and temptations under control. Be a man of God. You know, do some meditation. Do some kundalini or whatever. You go out there and you just start saying, I wouldn't. And just watch the world change. I think that's the reason why a lot of guys do those podcasts complaining about women. It's because you're horny. I think men that complain about women on podcasts are just horny. And they're just sexually frustrated. Can you believe what these women are doing on OnlyFans? How many subscriptions do you have? Why do you keep talking about this? I have never purchased an OF. Why? Because I could just Google it and see it for free. And even then, it's just like, it's throwaway. You know, you're a little curious at first. You look it up online. All right, there it is. What's on the agenda today? Begging for attention with the titles. Well, saying what's up. Are you trying to be friendly on social media? It doesn't matter if it says social. You shouldn't be begging for attention. How dare you try to make a relationship with people virtually? What's up, Donnie boy? Tony Tone. I love that band, by the way. That's a good R&B group from the 90s. How great was that decade? I think 90s music was the best decade for music, but it was very short-lived. Most genres of music are very short-lived. And I think that's what makes it good because it's almost like Bitcoin. There's a finite amount of music that could be made within a certain era or a decade. Right? The 80s were the 80s, the 90s were the 90s, and then after that, everything just became formulaic. But I'm not hating. I actually enjoy trap music and reggaeton. I've realized that recently because it goes on brand. I mean, even now I play like that kind of music as the introduction to these live streams or podcasts because this is what Miami's about. Reggaeton and trap music on repeat, sounding exactly the same. And shout out to those genres. I can't even hate because those genres lasted more than a decade. And it's still popular. Have you guys ever seen an 80s band try to make a comeback and you're just like, it's over, bro? The last album you did in 89 was the shit. It's time to let it go. Reggaeton and trap stars, they were like doing reggaeton in 09. It's still hot to this day. Those genres, they're not going nowhere because it's the same song. They figured out how to do the same song over and over. Remember like One Hit Wonders? Remember a band would come out, do one song that would solidify the entire decade. Reggaeton and trap music are One Hit Wonders over and over, all the way in perpetuity. So you can't hate on the genre. It's actually quite brilliant. And they make great background music for sex. Like, I wouldn't want... How are you going to have sex to, like, 80s music? Or like, or, you know, Boys to Men from the 90s? You're going to play that in the background? We don't do that shit no more. We ain't having sex to Kenny G in the 80s. That's over. But I'll have sex to someone with Daddy Yankee in the background. Right? The Migos? Nothing better. That's the best background music. You know why those songs are also popular? Those songs go on rhythm with the sex. Reggaeton sounds like someone is having sex. Trap music sounds like someone is having sex and it's toxic sex. You know, like that breakup. You know, speaking of breakups, man, you know what I realized about my relationship with Miami? I have a toxic love-hate relationship with this city. I've learned that about myself recently. Because I'm going on vacation next week. And whenever I go on vacation, I do something completely different than what I'm accustomed to in this city. I mean, I go to places that have like mountains, deserts, forests, reasonably priced drinks. I go to places that have things like dive bars, taverns, and pubs. So when I come back to Miami, it's almost like we have breakup sex. Because when I'm far away and I'm paying $3 for a beer and having decent conversations with people that I meet, I kind of miss this city. It's like, why are the drinks so affordable here, man? You guys ain't balling? Man, I got to go home, man, and show you guys $9 for a beer. That's how I know I'm making it in life. When I buy four of them shits and I'm balling. I feel like a baller. I feel like I'm financially responsible around here. Why are your foods at the farmer's market so affordable? In Miami, organic food is 5 times the price, man. You guys wouldn't pay extra for your health? What's wrong with you? So I've realized that about myself whenever I go on vacation. I go far away just so I can miss Miami that much more. Oh, God, why are women down to earth here in North Carolina? I said hi, and you're going to say hi back and actually ask me how I'm doing? I'm supposed to ask you that. I'm going to go home, man. I'm going to go home where you say hi to a woman, and she gets mad. Hey, how you doing? Oh, my God. I got a boyfriend. Damn, I was just saying hi. I feel like I'm home. I love this city, man. Dark Side of the Sun says, I'm on my way to the Heat Stadium. I'm going to spend $200 on 5 beers. Well, that's a different story. That's a different story. You're going to get price gouged at any sporting event because that's how they make most of their money. You think when they release those $9 tickets on those apps, they're going to make their money through that? No, you're going to go there. There's 3 hours left in the game. What are you going to do? You're going to get drunk. You know, one time I was in Cincinnati, one of those Midwest places in the middle of nowhere. You know, I was so bored. Cincinnati, you thought that those were like one of those high-end cities, right, in America. You go, there's nothing to do. Their baseball stadium is nice. And I was sober for that year. And I blame Cincinnati as to why I broke my sobriety. Cincinnati fucked it up for me because I was so bored. I was on there doing a gig with a friend. He was doing like some sort of Ohio tour. I go to Cincinnati. There's nothing to do during the day before the shows. So I go to a baseball game. And, you know, the Cincinnati mascot, Red, whatever his name is, he's like this big baseball head with a mustache. And to be honest with you, I was, you know, I felt like I was stereotyped. The mascot for the Cincinnati Reds was very offensive to me. And so what I did was, as I was watching the game, and we were like on the third inning, and it's like an hour and a half in, I said to myself, man, I'm going to grab a drink. I was 5 months sober. And Cincinnati was so boring that I got day drunk at a baseball stadium. And it was fun all of a sudden. All of a sudden, I enjoyed it that much more. Dark Side of the Sun says, what's up, bro? I met you at Words and Wine in Hialeah eons ago. Yeah, I remember you, man. Little restaurant called La Bodeguita. I know it. You know, some people, they're humble enough to be like, you might have forgotten about me. No, I remember you. The people I'm, you know what's interesting? The people I met back then, I remember. But the people I meet now, I don't. And I think it's because of the career and how fast it moves when it comes to comedy. Like when you're grinding the open mics and somebody says, hey, you're funny, bro. And you were like one of the first five people that ever said this. You're like, oh, thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Now, you know, when I go out, everyone introduces themselves and shout out to them, you know. You know, a little humble brag here, but, you know, thank you for all the support and the attention and all the people that said hi. But then when I see them again, they're like, hey, man, what's up? You remember me? Nah, man, I've been meeting a lot of people recently. It is what it is. But I remember you. We also met at Rockville, which, by the way, is another thing that I got to leave Miami for to enjoy. You want to listen to rock and roll? You got to go far away. Far away. I'm going to Rockville in Daytona. Daytona, right? Next month. Just to listen to some good old rock and roll, man. I like Daytona, though. Daytona has some swagger to it. It's like the beach side is broken down. And there's a lot of retired people on there. But like it's like the rival to Key West. You know? The people of Key West and Daytona, they all look like they're descendants of Ric Flair. Like, they look like they're on the same lineage, the same family tree. Just retired, old, and they still got it. They walk into the local Shake Shack. No, not Shake Shack, Shuck Shack, where they serve oysters and two-for-one margaritas with Margaritaville and the Pina Colada song playing in the background with their floral shirts and flip-flops. And then they treat people that wear jeans like they're the tourists. What are you doing out here with them Levi's on, boy? I like visiting the cities in Florida. I'm proud to be a Floridian. Florida Man as our mascot is actually really cool. No one has a state man the way Florida does. You know what I'm saying? There's no New York man. There's no North Carolina man. There's no Ohio man. There's Florida Man. Right? The ladies don't want to partake in that branding because Florida Man does some dumb shit. But what does Florida Man represent? Florida Man represents freedom to do whatever you want, even if it's stupid. How free are you that you are that dumb? Free as fuck. That's what Florida Man represents. All right, I don't think Florida Man gets enough credit. If Florida Man wants to jump in front of the Brightline train, so be it. What are we going to do? We're going to sign it into law? While people are debating, should there be suicide pods? Well, I don't know. Is it moral? Is it ethical to allow people to kill? Florida Man doesn't wait for that. Florida Man is like, I want to go. I don't want to live anymore. Let me jump in front of this train going to Disney World. Oh, you delayed our vacation for another 2 hours because this guy decided to off himself on the train tracks. So what? I'm going out with a bang. I want people to remember me. That's Florida Man. If Florida Man wants to do meth, he doesn't have to wait for it to be on legislation like they do in Oregon, right? Oh, Oregon, it's okay to do drugs. Florida Man is like, I can do it regardless. I don't need a law in place to do what I enjoy. Florida Man is the Marlboro Man of this generation. He represents freedom, even if it means being stupid. Actually, if you think about it, what other behavior would represent freedom? Paying your taxes? Being responsible? Eating healthy? You let me know, what represents freedom more than being stupid? It actually makes sense. You're so free that you're stupid. You do dumb shit because I'm free. I'm going to make bad decisions. There's no one freer than a Florida man. Florida Man is known worldwide. He's one of the most fascinating mascots in our generation. And all he does is get insulted. People out there, oh, y'all got Florida Man. Like something to be ashamed of. No, man. Florida Man is the shit. Florida Man makes sure that America still has its values. Florida Man will trade an alligator for 20 Big Macs. And the person working the drive-thru will give you the Big Macs. That's America. Do you remember when Buddy G91 says, do you remember when Florida Man who got arrested for trying to cross the ocean with a giant hamster wheel? Why not? That's freedom. I'm going to go somewhere else on the other side of the world in an inflatable hamster wheel. And I hope he spread his seed. I hope he made it and his lineage gets carried on so that Florida Man can procreate in Europe and show them what real freedom is like. Florida Man should be a founding father of a country somewhere and sign nothing into law. I'm gonna sign the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the amendments, and it's just going to be a blank sheet of paper. So, anyways. The reason I'm going live is because I just woke up like 4 hours ago. And that's when you know you're living the good life. When you sleep at 10 in the morning and you wake up at 2 and then you go live with a 5 o'clock shadow ranting about Florida. Hey, man, you know, whatever. I haven't pulled an all-nighter since I was like a teenager. Remember when you used to like have the summer break from high school? Those were good times. I wouldn't sleep for like days when I was on summer break. Like in between semesters or grades. From 9th to 12th grade. Those were 4 years of me being an insomniac as a teenager. And I haven't done anything like staying up this late since those times. Almost 20 years ago. And it felt good. I don't know why I did it, to be honest with you. I guess I just went down the rabbit hole a bit too deep. I was just dead scrolling. You know, sometimes when you dead scroll for so long, like the algorithm just shows you random shit. And it actually is something you want to see. Like I got to snap out of it. Like at 6, 7 in the morning, I was like, why did I just watch 30 minutes of a guy serving Indian food with his bare hand in the streets of India? Why was that so fascinating for me? Just stirring up the curry, putting up yogurt and all that stuff. It's like, why is this so interesting? And it makes you get existential all of a sudden. You know, the algorithm, when you snap out of it, when you go, you know, doom scrolling, you're just like, who am I? Why am I into these things? So yeah, I fell asleep at 10 in the morning. I woke up at 2 o'clock. It feels like it's 11 a.m. right now. It's 7:30, right? And yeah, I feel good. I feel like I'm living my my youth all over again. Maybe it's because it's my last year in my 30s. So I'm kind of having like a midlife crisis, but I don't even know it. Because instead of like making it something serious, I just have fun with it. It's like, all right, this is my last year. Let me do what I used to do when I was a teenager. I would just stay up late. See, but back then, we would have to succumb to watching late night TV or playing like, you know, video games, right? Now, you can go online and you can see what the algorithm gives you. And you'd be surprised. If you go deep down the rabbit hole, the algorithm speaks to you and it's your friend. Hey, you're a comedian, right? Yeah. You might love seeing this monster truck from the 90s. Absolutely crushing it. Oh, my God. That is so cool. Cocaine Poppy says, Miami car wash compilation. Rabbit hole is wild. Yeah, all that, man. Or when you watch a live video of someone doing a construction site. And then you snap out of that and you start looking at that video. You're like, how much did that person pay for that property? Where is this located? I never knew that you can do that with that tool. You start learning a lot about yourself and the way the world works by doom scrolling. I think doom scrolling also has a bad rep. People are saying that you're not being productive. I think you're being very productive when you're on the internet for hours. You start asking questions. You start questioning reality. You start questioning yourself. You start looking at how other people view the world, and it helps you view the world even better. So to say that, you know, doom scrolling is unproductive, it's not true. It's extremely productive. What are you going to do? You're going to read a book that one guy wrote, giving you advice? I can go online and doom scroll and get advice from unlimited amount of people in short bursts. And I pick and choose what I want to believe in. And then make a video sharing what they told me in a different way so that someone else can carry the torch. Well, what I saw online about... So, all right, a couple of updates, man. We got a brand new show coming up in Northern Florida. I'm sorry, North Miami Beach. See, I'm already thinking about Florida, man. In North Miami Beach, it's going to be in a tavern. We'll announce that soon. Unfortunately, the shows on Wednesday at the SLS are no more, or as they call it, DUA. You know, it was a clean break. We had a good run. 2.5 years, I think, almost 3, of making the people of Brickell laugh on a Wednesday night. I mean, we could still do that on Mondays and Tuesdays over at Red Bar and Dom's. But Wednesday was just an iconic room, man. I mean, the people that would come out, they're a lot fancier, right? When you go do show at a bar, you know, you meet like the common folk, right? People that just want to go out, have a drink, hang out, do all that. But when you do a show at a hotel, people start dressing up. I mean, I've seen lots of people on date nights dressed as if they were going to prom during a comedy show. With a little handkerchief in the pocket, right? They're ordering bottles on ice. You do a show over at a bar, people are drinking PBRs and like, you know, seltzers and shit. These guys are on at a date on a Wednesday night. At a hotel lounge, you know, acting like they're in a James Bond movie. So, yeah, I'm going to miss it. The shows we had Wednesday nights were absolutely amazing. We may come back. I mean, because they're rebranding, there's, you know, other prioritizations to take care of. We may come back. But in the meantime, we are looking for a new Wednesday night spot. There's a couple of places that are interested, but we got to pick and choose correctly because, you know, that one was probably top 3 of Miami comedy. But we got plenty of shows. I mean, we're still at 8 shows a week. Crushing it. And if you want to come out to a comedy show, just visit, guess what? MiamiComedy.com, right? And shout out to all the people out there that clearly know the website and they still ask, when's the next show? Oh, I love it. Nothing gives me more joy than somebody that knows what website to visit and then still says, when's the next show? Or when you hand somebody a flyer and then they go, send me the address. It's right there. You know what they're doing? They're playing hard to get. Someone wants to go to your event, but they, you know, they got to make you jump a couple of hoops before they go. How bad do you want me to go? All right, I see you got an event. That's cool. What's the address? And then you give it to them. What time? And then you give them the time. And then they show up. Where do I park? Bro, it's all there. But I appreciate it. That's another thing. Annoying people don't get enough credit about the attention they give you. Right? Annoying people are expending their time, their energy to give you attention. And we don't give them enough credit for it. All right, man. You want to be annoying? I'll take it in. Thank you for sharing your presence with me with your back-to-back questions. So, yeah, make sure you guys visit MiamiComedy.com for the next show. It's going to be a fascinating year. I think a lot is going to happen. And, yeah, I think we're going to be witnessing some great comedians, man, because, like, we've been doing the show over at Mode in downtown Miami and all the new people that go up. See, the thing about the Mode show that separates it from the other shows is that we do this roast at the end, like Kill Tony style, where we have, like, a panel, and then somebody that's brand new to comedy or wants to try some new material goes up on stage, and then the panel roasts them. Sometimes the new comedians do so good, or sometimes the material that's brand new to a certain comedian is so good that we got no choice but to, like, be nice. And we have to, like, find a way to insult each other. It's almost like the panelists have to, like, huddle. All right, what are we going to say that's going to hurt this guy's feelings? Because that was a great performance. You know, tell him that his neck is too big. All right, hey, man, you know, what's up with that neck? Did you comb your hair before you came in here? I'm bald. Yeah, I know. So if you guys haven't been to the Mode show yet, highly recommend it. Brand new. And yeah, the comedy scene is getting way better. I'm excited to see it. It's really evolving into something that I envisioned years ago. By the way, another reason why this year is going to be amazing. 2024 marks me doing comedy for 15 years and Miami Comedy for 10 years. Miami Comedy has been in business for 10 years in October. And my anniversary is on the in September. Although one thing that I've realized about myself is I found an old notebook where I used to write like jokes. The first page had the date 2008. So I think I started in 08 and I forgot, and maybe I added an extra year, but fuck it. 10-year and 15-year anniversary sounds good together. So I'll just skip that year. For the sake of my OCD with numbers. All right. So thanks for tuning in. I finally got the live stream fixed. The Calf God says, congratulations, MG. Thank you. Yeah, it's been great so far. And there's more to come. I mean, it's only half my life. I got another half to go. So imagine all the possibilities. So, yeah, visit MiamiComedy.com. Go to the Mode show. New Wednesday night show coming. North Miami Beach show coming. And, yeah, I'll see you guys on the next live stream.